יום הכיפורים שחל להיות בשבת, אין אומרים קבלת שבת, אלא רק מזמור שיר ליום השבת. ויומר המזמור קודם הפיוט לך כלי תשוקתי. So Hacham Avadiah holds that in the case where Yom Kippurim falls out on Shabbat, like on this Shabbat, En Omrim Kabbalat Shabbat. But the custom is not to say the regular standard Kabbalat Shabbat of Mizmor LeDavid and the Lecha Dodi. And like you start the night with Lecha Keli Teshukati, the regular system of Yom Kippur, and then you go into Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat. That's the actually you say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat first, and then Lecha Keli. Now what's the logic? So there's an opinion of the Kanhag. He says that the Minhag is not to accept Shabbat at all on Yom Kippurim, because could be the Kabbalah writes that there's no Neshama Yetera on Shabbat of Yom Kippur, since you're not having the Seudot. That's why we don't say Besamim on Motzae Shabbat Kippur, because the Neshama Yetera is not there. But that's according to the Mekubalim, but according to the Gemara, it's Mashpat, you always have to have a Kabbalat Shabbat, and therefore at least the same is Mor Shir, the Yom HaShabbat. Now, regarding our Minhag, it's worthy to see in the Mahzorim, to see exactly what we do if we say Lecha Dodi or not. Seemingly we do. So in our Mahzorim of Yom HaKippurim, Shehal Yod B'Shabbat, so it starts off with Mizmor LeDavid and Lecha Dodi. So our Minhag is not like Chacham Avadiah on this. We say the regular Kabbalat Shabbat like we would do on any other Friday night. Of course, we would not say B'mei Madlikin. So we just go to Kol Yisrael, and then we say Rabbi Hananiah, and then we say the Lecha Keli. Now the Lecha Keli prayer is a very important piyut. Of course, it has rhymes. Some say it was written by the Ibn Ezra, and some say it was written by the Yehuda Levi. Basically, it is a confession. Some actually say that it was written on the deathbed, like a Shechin Berah before he died. He would say such a confession. And this piyut is said usually right at the time of sunset, as we transition from Erev Kippur into Yom Kippur itself, because we don't want to have any separation between the vidui of Erev Kippur, and we don't want to have any break that we should have time to sin from Erev Kippur to Kippur. So we make the confession at that point over there, so we go straight into like Erev Kippur into Kippur clean. So it's not a regular song, the Lecha Keli. You have to sing the Lecha Keli as a confession, as it's a regular vidui. So it's a serious part of the Tefillah. It's not a regular song, which is inspirational. It is indeed a vidui. So again, our Minhag would be Mizmor Shir, Mizmor David, Lecha Dodi, Kol Yisrael, Rabbi Hananya, and then you would have the Lecha Keli. Now, following Amidah on Yom Kippur, since it's Shabbat, we have to say Vaychulu Hashemayim Ve'aretz, like a regular Shabbat, and then we say the Berachat Me'en Sheva. Of course, in the Berachat Me'en Sheva, we have to add HaMelech HaKadosh She'en Kamohu. The question is, what if you say HaEl HaKadosh She'en Kamohu? So this is again a very big dilemma amongst the poskim. Hakam Avadiah comes out the Maaseh, since it's a Safek, what you're supposed to do in such a case. Now, it's not a Safek in the Amidah. In the Amidah, if you said HaEl HaKadosh, and you didn't correct yourself talking to the Dibur, you got to repeat the Amidah. That's non-negotiable. But in the Berachat Me'en Sheva, it's a question, And therefore, the ma'aseh, if a guy forgot, the hazan, forgot to say a melek kadosh, nobody corrected him right away, and he continued a melek kadosh, and he says, Baruch atah Hashem ekadosh shvat, enu chozer. He counts, and he does not go back. But again, a person should be careful, because you're putting yourself into a, like I said, a great dilemma in that case. So let's be extra careful not to forget a melek kadosh.